بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers in the second room, the still room, and the first room. And I always encourage you to come to the first room. Always try to get to the front rows where the greatest reward is. Brothers, wallahi, tomorrow we're going to need all the reward that we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take advantage of the opportunities to get the easy rewards, inshallah. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was the servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Quran al-Kareem, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us with Al-Islam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to die in a state of Al-Islam, in a state of obedience to our Creator, in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is welcoming to us and is pleased with us. Brothers and sisters in Islam, as most of us know, Ramadan is a little less than 2 weeks away. And in light of this, I thought today it would be appropriate for us to talk about the noble visitor that all of us should be expecting. The Zaid Musharraf, the noble visitor that each and every one of us should be expecting. Upon occasion, there was a king. And this king, one day he decided that he wanted to go out and tour his kingdom. He wanted to go out and see everything that was under his control. So this king, he told his servants to bring all my clothes. And he started trying on one set of clothes and then another set of clothes, trying to find a set of clothes that was just right for him for that day. And after that, he commanded his servants to bring all the horses. All the horses that I have, bring all the horses. And he had them pass in front of him one by one as he looked for the perfect horse for this perfect day that he was expecting. So then he selected a horse. So then he set out with his entourage. And he set out walking through the town, riding through the town, and all the people, they came out to see him. And so this king, he's feeling himself. He's feeling important. He's feeling like, this is my day today. So as he's walking, an old man, he's dressed in rags, he's standing by the side of the road, and as the king is getting closer to him, this old man, he steps out. He steps out and he stops the king. And this king, he's infuriated. He's angry. How dare you stop in front of me? He says to this old man. So the old man, what does he do? He reaches up and he grabs the reins, the ropes of the horse of the king, and he pulls the horse down. And now the king, he's starting to get a little nervous. So this old man, he says to the king, come here. And so the king, he says, well, what do you want? We can talk about this later. This man, he says, no, we talk now. And when the king puts his head down, this old man in the rags, he says to the king, Ana malak al-maut. I am the angel of death, and I'm here for you. Now all of a sudden this king, he's scared. All of the color goes out of his face. And he says to this man, he says, please, give me time. Let me go back. I've got some good things I need to do. Please, let me go back. And Malak al-Maut says, no, your time is up now. And this king, this mighty king, who just a few minutes before, he thought he was the most important person around. Just a few minutes before, he had all this wealth and power and prestige around him. And he thought he was something that was going to be there forever. He falls over dead. Brothers and sisters, this is
the Zayd Musharraf that I'm talking about. This is the noble visitor that each and every one of us should be expecting. This is the noble visitor that's going to come to each and every one of us without an invitation, without reservations. He's going to come whether we're ready or not. Brothers and sisters, all of us should be expecting this. But how many of us we forget? How many of us we're just like this king? We're caught up in the life of this dunya, and we forget about this visitor that's coming at any moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the angel of death, which is appointed for you, He's appointed for you specifically. He will come and He will take your soul. And then you will be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this is the reality of our state in this dunya. Any moment now, this visitor is going to come for us. So how many of us are ready? And this is the purpose of this khutbah, is just a reminder for all of us to get ready. It's not to depress us. It's not for us to think about death and then get sad and depressed and oh, what's going to happen to me? No. It's about being active. It's about realizing that this is going to come whether we want it or not, whether we're ready or not. So it's about getting ready for this moment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us, and he said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِ مِنْ لَدَاتِ يَنِي الْمَوْتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us the best nasiha. He said, frequently remember the destroyer of pleasures. And this is death. Death is going to put an end to all the things that we enjoy in this dunya. All the things that keep us from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from getting ready for our meeting with Al-Malak al-Maut. Death is going to come and put an end to it. Brothers and sisters, death is all around us, but we act as if it's not coming for us. Look at the newspaper, look at the news on TV. Death is all around us. Young people dying, old people dying, healthy people dying, sick people dying, babies that aren't even born yet dying. And yet we act as if death is going to happen to somebody else. It's happening to the other people. It's not going to happen to me. Not yet. What guarantee do we have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about our state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and He says, draws near to mankind. This is us. Draws near to mankind. They're accounting. Their day of accounting. And yet most of them, they turn away in ghafla. They turn away in heedlessness. They pretend like it's not going to happen. And nobody likes talking about death. When is the last time you sat in the masjid and you started talking about death? The reality is, instead we talk about life. We talk about life. We talk about living. We talk about what's happening, what's going to happen, what we want to happen, what we're doing, what we're going to do. But we don't talk about death. And death is the reality. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, and He said, أَيْنَّمَا تَقُونُ يُدْرِيكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wheresoever you are, death is going to come for you. Wherever you are, death is going to come for you. Even if you're in a fortified tower, even if you're in like Fort Knox, even if you're at New Hanover Regional Medical Center surrounded by the best doctors in the world, death is going to come for you wheresoever you are. So brothers and sisters, what are we preparing for this meeting? And that's the point of this khutbah. For us to start preparing for this meeting that's coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us some nasiha about preparing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-qayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Rasulullah said, the wise person is that person who takes account of himself. He checks himself. He takes the inventory of what he's doing. And then he performs those actions for what comes after death. This is the wise person. Al-Qayyisu. May Allah make us from the Qayyis. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wal-Ajizu. Man atba'a nafsahu hawaha. Thumma tamana Allah. He said, and the foolish person, the person that lacks wisdom, is that person who follows his desires. He does whatever he wants to do, and he puts his hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts his hopes in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the foolish person. May Allah save us from being foolish. One of the Muslims that came before us, his name was Sa'id ibn al-Juhayr, and he said, it is a great deception It is a great deception for the person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for His forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, this is how many of us we are. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're saying, Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. Allah will forgive me. Allah is merciful. And the whole time we keep on disobeying Allah and disobeying Allah. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warned us about al-maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that al-maut, the death, it's a calamity. It's a disaster. You hear about these natural disasters that wipe out homes and people and communities and does all kinds of destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that al-maut, death, is a calamity. It's a disaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ, and the calamity of death will come to you. Subhanallah. It's a calamity, brothers and sisters. It's a calamity if you're not ready for it. It's a disaster if you haven't prepared for it. Just like when you hear there's a hurricane watch, and the people, they start going crazy. They start preparing. They start boarding up the windows. They start getting supplies. They start getting batteries. They start battening down everything so nothing gets damaged. Brothers and sisters, death is a greater calamity than that. It's a greater disaster than that, and we have to prepare. The ulama have said that the slave who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the slave that's obedient, that's doing what he's supposed to be doing, when al-malak al-maut comes to him, he's going to regret, he's going to wish that he had done more good. Subhanallah, this is the obedient slave. And the ulama, the scholars, they said that the disobedient slave, he's full of regret. When al-malak al-maut comes to him, when the angel of death comes for him, he's wishing he could go back. He's wishing he could do all these good things that he didn't do. He's wishing he could go back and undo all the bad that he did. And so it's a disaster. May Allah save us from this. May Allah help us to prepare for this. Brothers and sisters, death is the reality. And we should talk about it. We should remember, because this is what Rasulullah encouraged us to do. He said, "Akthari min dhikri hadhi min ladak." Frequently remember the destroyer of pleasures. Frequently remember death, so that you can prepare for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءَتْ سَقْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. And سَقْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ, the pain and the agony of death will come to you. And Allah says, and this is what you've been avoiding. This is what you've been avoiding. This is why we don't talk about it. We pretend like it's not going to happen to us. We pretend like it's so far off in the distance, like we got plenty of time. But wallahi, when it comes, our time's going to be up. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we have a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that death is not going to come to us? How many of us think that we're going to be the first person in history to avoid death? The people, they deny all kinds of things. The people, they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people, they deny Yawmul Qiyamah. The people, they deny Jahannam and Jannah, the hellfire and the paradise. But the one thing that nobody denies is death. Everybody knows that death is certain. So brothers and sisters, let's prepare for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warned us so many times in the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who are mindful to the reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How terrible is it to read the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He warns us about something, we don't pay attention. We just keep on reading as if we don't understand. May Allah make us from the people who understand. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْدِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُدِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And warn them the day of regrets. And warn them the day of regrets when the cases will be decided. On Yawmul Qiyamah, it's too late to do anything else for us. On Yawmul Qiyamah, we can't do nothing for ourselves. On Yawmul Qiyamah, we're going to be dependent on the good that we sent forward. May Allah help us to send forward good. And Allah says, and warn them the day of regrets when the cases will be decided. Because right now, they're in a state of ghafla, heedlessness. And they don't believe. Brothers and sisters, how many of us were like the people in that movie, The Titanic? I know many of us probably saw that movie, The Titanic, the ship that was sinking. And as the ship is sinking, some of the people, it's like they had no sense. Some of the people, they're sitting there and they're playing musical instruments and they're talking and they're smoking. And the whole time the ship is going down. How many of us were just like these people? Every day that we wake up, brothers and sisters, we're one step closer to death. Every day that we go to sleep in our bed, that's one day less that we're going to sleep in that same bed. Right now, how many of us, we spend so much time and energy beautifying our homes, beautifying our lives, beautifying ourselves. And at the same time, how many of us, we're trying to beautify our house in the hereafter? We're trying to build our house in the hereafter by doing the good deeds. Which one are we giving priority to? Every day that passes by, brothers and sisters, we're getting one step closer to moving into that house in the hereafter. And we're getting one step closer to leaving behind this house right here. So how many of us are preparing that house? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, he said that death is the easiest of all the things that come after it. Death, dying, is the easiest of all the things that come after it. And it's the hardest thing of everything that comes before it. So death is going to be the easiest thing that we're going to face compared to what comes after it. And it's the hardest thing that we'll ever face up until to it. So brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare for it. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that many of us, we're looking at Ramadan. And Ramadan's coming, may Allah bless us to see Ramadan. Ramadan is coming like maybe 2 weeks away. And many of us, we may be in the mindset, okay, Ramadan's coming, I'm going to get myself together, I'm going to fast, I'm going to read Quran, I'm going to stop doing this, I'm going to stop doing that, I'm going to start doing this. Brothers and sisters, this is the wrong mentality. This is the wrong mentality because the reality is, brothers and sisters, we're here for a reason. And we're not here for the season. We're here for a reason, and we're not here for the season of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn and the mankind except for them to worship me. And Allah didn't say just during the month of Ramadan. Our whole lives, that's why we're here. That's the reason that we're here, brothers and sisters. Don't let Ramadan be your season for being Muslim. And then the rest of the year, you do whatever you want to do. Brothers and sisters, we should look at the Sahaba. Brother, come in. There's still room in here, please. Come to the first room, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we should look at the example of the Muslims that came before us. It said that Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, whenever he would come to a grave, he would begin to cry. Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, whenever he came to Al-Qabr, a grave, he would begin to cry. And he would cry so much his beard would fill up with tears. And the people, they say, yeah, Uthman, why is this? When we talk about Jannah and Nar, we don't see you crying. But when you come to a grave, then you start crying. Why is this? فَقَالَ Uthman رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ فَإِنَّ جَا مِنْهُ فَمَا بَدَّهُ الْأَيْسَرُ مِنْهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْهُ فَمَا بَدَّهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily, this grave is the first stage in the hereafter. This grave is the first stage in the hereafter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever is saved at this first stage, then what comes after it will be easier. May Allah make it easy for us. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever is not saved from this first stage, whoever hits his stumbling block at this first stage, then what comes after it is going to be harder. May Allah save us from that. So brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves that death is a certainty. And death will come unexpectedly. None of us are promised to be here tomorrow. How many people, they woke up today and they will not live to see this evening? How many people went to bed last night and they did not live to see this morning? Wallahi, one of these days is going to be us. One of these days, our last day will be behind us. One of these days, our last night will be behind us. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare for what comes next. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get it together, to help us to prepare for this noble visitor that will be coming without a doubt. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ma tabihum bi ihsanin illa yawmiddin, amma ba'd. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as I said, the reason for this khutbah is to remind us. To remind us about something that's very important. It's not about getting depressed. It's not about making us sad. Wallahi, we should be thankful for this reminder. All of us should be thankful for this reminder. We should take this reminder and let it energize us to go out and do some good. We should use this reminder, remembering that death is certain, that death is going to come unexpectedly. We should use this reminder to give us the energy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To stop doing whatever it is that we might be doing that's from the bad. To start doing whatever we can do from the good. This is the reason for this reminder, brothers and sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَا أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every soul will taste death. Every soul is going to taste death. And you will only be paid your wages in full for the good that you did on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's the day of accounting, brothers and sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُخْزِهَا أَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ And whosoever is removed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, he has truly succeeded. May Allah make us from the successful on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, this is the reality of why we're here. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get ourselves ready. To do whatever we can to be successful on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us and He says, وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ And this present day life is just a temporary deception. It's a temporary enjoyment of a delusion. Something that's going to disappear right in front of your eyes. Brothers and sisters, as I bring this khutbah to a close, I want to remind us about the man that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it said that this man, he was an Arabi. He was a man from the desert, a Bedouin. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of all the things he could have asked Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, what he asked him was this. He said, Mata sa'a? When is the hour? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him the best answer. He said to him, Wama adata laha? He said, what have you prepared for it? All of us, we believe in the hour. All of us, we believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah. All of us, we know that death is certain. So what are we preparing for it? Al-Bara bin Azib, radiallahu anhu, he says that upon occasion, they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, كُنَّ مَاءَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil jinaza. He said, we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a funeral. فَجَلَسَ Allah Shafiri al Qabr Fabaka Hatta Balla Tharra. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat down at the edge of the grave and then he began to cry. And Rasulullah, he cried so much that his tears, they were falling on the ground. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the Sahaba that were there, he said, Ya ikhwani, li mithli hadha. He said, oh my brothers, for this right here, prepare. Prepare for this right here. So my brothers and sisters, that's my final nasiha today for all of us, is to prepare for what's coming next. Prepare for that honorable visitor that may come to us before Ramadan even gets here. Prepare for al-malak al-maut. Prepare for the day when our time is going to end. Prepare for the day when all this that we see around us is going to come to an end and we're going to find ourselves in the akhirah. May Allah help us to prepare. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare for death. And the way that we do this, brothers and sisters, is make istighfar. Ask Allah to forgive us. Stop committing the sins. Stop doing the bad things. Start doing the good things. Return the trust to the people. If the people have entrusted something to you, return that trust to them. And do as many good deeds as we can. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do all the good that we can. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from the short reminder today and to make us from the people who prepare for Yawm al-Qiyamah and to make us from the people who will be successful on Yawm al-Qiyamah.